From CAP Radio in Sacramento, this is Insight. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. A powerful winter storm has paralyzed parts of the Sierra. At one point, I-80 and Highway 50 were shut down in and out of Tahoe, as well as the highways surrounding the basin. Insight airs live at noon, and we rebroadcast at 7 p.m. As of 12 p.m. today, Highway 50 and portions of I-80 have reopened, but travel in the mountains is still highly discouraged, as more heavy snow is forecasted tonight into tomorrow. We're going to get a current look at road conditions. John O'Connell is a public information officer for Caltrans District 3 with a focus on Lake Tahoe, and he joins us live from the Sierra. Welcome, John.
Hey, how's it going?
So where are you exactly located in the Sierra?
Right now, I am in Nyack at the Shell gas station parking lot talking to you. That's where I am.
What are conditions currently like?
It is snowing right now, not heavy, but it is coming down. And it's been snowing pretty much since we got past Colfax. It's better than yesterday, but it's still pretty treacherous up here right now.
Yeah, I have been at that Nyack gas station many a times during a winter storm as a reporter. How have the past 24 hours been for Caltrans crews?
It's been a little busy, to say the least. Our maintenance crews have been working very hard up here in the mountains to get the highways back open again, which they are. So I want to give props to our snow fighters up here at King Vale and Whitmore. They've done a great job getting these roads back open again. And hopefully, with the public's help driving safely today, we can keep the roads open all day.
I mean, of course, their safety conditions are paramount for crews that are part of Caltrans. Can you help us visualize the work that they have been doing during this winter storm and even at times dealing with whiteout conditions?
Yeah, I mean, this is what they sign up for. They love it. This is their time to shine. They got all kinds of equipment to use. We got blowers and graders, and we got some new equipment as well that we've driven past today that we've seen in action. So they take a lot of pride in their work, and they work 12-hour shifts on events like this. So it's certainly a calling for sure to do this type of work, but they've worked very hard in very difficult conditions, to say the least. A lot of blowing snow. It's in high temperatures in the 20s up here at best. So it's not ideal to work outside, but they certainly love doing it.
Yeah, and we're not out of the woods just yet. I mean, there is snow that's forecasted through next week. And even though there are portions of I-80, Highway 50 have been reopened, I mean, that can change at the drop of a hat, depending on how people drive through the Sierra. And the National Weather Service in Sacramento is still highly discouraging travel in and around the Sierra. What advice do you have for drivers?
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't be up here right now if it wasn't for my job, certainly. I would certainly, my advice to people is just to wait until the weekend when things get a little better, because it's definitely slow going up here today. We are expecting more snow tomorrow, and then it's supposed to break up a little bit and then come back again next week. So yeah, I want to keep the roads open, and you alluded to it there. It really helps if people just drive safely for conditions, because it only takes a couple spin outs for us to have to hold traffic, and that's not good. So we need people. So if you do choose to come up here, please drive carefully and slowly.
How are the highways around the basin, highways 88, 89, and 20?
Pretty similar. 267 over North Star, Brockway, Summit was closed, but that's back open again now too. So all the highways are open, but they all have chain controls up. So it's slow going everywhere from 88. Highway 50 was closed, but that's open again now as well. We have low. And the other thing is too, we have low elevation snow with this event. So we've got snow down. I just drove through Colfax, and there was snow on the ground in Colfax. That's under 3,000 feet elevation. So low snow elevation, and it's likely to, it's from what I'm hearing, it's supposed to be low snow again tomorrow morning as well.
If someone is going to make the drive now that some of the highways are open, what advice do you have for someone who doesn't do this day in and day out, like a Caltrans crew member working in the winter?
Well, number one, carry chains. Even if you have four-wheel drive, we advise everybody to carry chains. You might need them even if you have four-wheel drive or all-wheel drive. So please do that. And just carry, bring emergency supplies with you in case you have to sit in traffic. So things like blankets, bottled water, snacks, make sure your phone's charged up, just in case you're sitting in traffic for a little while. Things like that really can go a long way. Because, yeah, some people were sitting in traffic for hours yesterday. So just be prepared. If you do come up here, it is not the middle of July. It's just a totally different scenario. So, yeah, I can't say enough. Be prepared if you decide to come up here.
Yeah, and time and time again, I mean, this has happened where people might try to take a back road, and there aren't really many back roads in the Sierra, especially if you don't have a full tank of gas. What would you like people to know about, maybe they're trusting some GPS navigation, and it can't always be reliable in these conditions?
Yeah, my advice is don't even do it. We've had plenty of people that get stuck on what they think are back roads or county roads, and those get plowed even less. I mean, so, please stay on Interstate 80 or 50. Even if you're just sitting there, it's your best bet. Just, those are main highways. They get plowed, they get maintained. If you take county roads or back roads, you're taking a big risk of getting stuck and using valuable resources to help you. So we advise don't follow your GPS. Don't take back roads. Don't take side roads. Just stay on the main interstate and Highway 50 and wait it out.
Given that snow is forecasted through next week, I mean, for a lot of people, it's been overdue. They're looking forward to hitting the slopes, enjoying other winter activities after a bit of a dry spell. What is your message to them? They have this anticipation and this excitement, but of course, safety is paramount.
Yeah, safety is number one. So, I advise people to wait until the weather improves. This weekend looks like a good window to come up here. Obviously, there's going to be plenty of people that have the same plan. So even if the weather is better and it's sunny, I would still expect very heavy traffic volumes on 80 and 50 this weekend with all this fresh new snow and people wanting to come up and go skiing and snowboarding for sure. So if you're like me, you just wait until, maybe mid, late March when the weather improves, and I'm a fair weather skier. So, if you're patient, the spring skiing this year, I would imagine, is going to be fantastic. So maybe wait a couple weeks, too.
Yeah, those bluebird days are better and more enjoyable.
Sure.
Yeah, with the T-shirt. Finally, what is the best way to stay updated with road conditions? As I mentioned, we're talking live at noon. We rebroadcast at 7 p.m. The highway can be open 1 hour. It can be shut down just minutes later. So what is the best way that people can stay updated?
Yeah, it's very true. I mean, conditions can change rapidly. So we have this thing called Quick Map. It is available. You can Google search it, Quick Map, on your desktop computer. It's also available via an app on your phone that you can download. It is up-to-date information with chain controls. We got all our cameras on there, all our messaging signs, everything. It is basically a Google Maps for Caltrans specifically. So it's got all the latest updated information on there. So we really encourage people to go download Quick Map. And then also social media. We really make an effort to update our social media feeds on X and Facebook with road condition information. So please follow us at Caltrans District 3. That's a good source of info as well. But Quick Map's really your best bet for anywhere in California. It's got everything on there. So that's my advice.
John, thank you for joining us. I know it has been a very busy time for you in Caltrans.
Oh, yeah. You're welcome. Glad to join you. It was good talking to you.
John O'Connell is the Public Information Officer for Caltrans District 3 with a focus on Lake Tahoe, joining us live from the Sierra and Nyack with a look at current road conditions. A reminder that Insight airs live at 12 p.m. and is rebroadcasted at 7 p.m. For a current look at road conditions, you can check out the Quick Map, as John just explained, on the Caltrans website. It is also available as an app. You're listening to Insight here on CAP Radio, and if you're just joining us, we're getting a current look at a powerful winter storm across the Sierra. The conditions have proven to be deadly. Yesterday morning, a group of backcountry skiers got caught in an avalanche in the Castle Peak area near the Pacific Crest Trail at Donner Summit. A total of 15 people were out with Blackbird Mountain Guides, an outdoor activities company based in Truckee. The company says 11 clients and 4 guides had been staying at the Frog Lake Hut since Sunday and were in the process of returning to the trailhead when they got caught in an avalanche that was a football field in length. The Nevada County Sheriff's Office was able to recover 6 survivors yesterday who suffer from varying injuries. But in a press conference about an hour ago that just wrapped up minutes ago, emergency officials said the mission has moved from a rescue to a recovery. The remaining 8 skiers are dead and 1 is missing. Their identities have not been released. Here is Rusty Green with the Nevada County Sheriff's Office.
The group was fairly close together. The recovery was also, the bodies that were recovered fairly close together. It was reported by the individuals that survived that they were attempting to go out as a group, that someone saw the avalanche, yelled avalanche, and then it overtook them rather quickly.
And this is a joint operation with Nevada County and Placer County sheriffs. The Placer County Sheriff Wayne Wu has this message to those considering travel to the Sierra.
Please avoid the Sierras during this current storm and in the upcoming days. Avoid mountain travel. It's treacherous. Avoid the backcountry. Please allow us to focus all of our resources on continuing to recover these bodies for the family and bring them home.
Again, that press conference just ended a few minutes ago. Insight airs live at 12 p.m. and is rebroadcast at 7 p.m. Our newsroom will continue to update the latest on this avalanche as well as the winter storms on Cap Radio newscasts as well as online at capradio.org. Up next, Sacramento's public media organizations, Cap Radio and KVIE, are still locked in an ongoing legal battle over ownership of a broadcasting tower. We'll unpack where things stand. You're listening to Insight on Cap Radio. I'm Vicki Gonzalez.